Here we are in Hwanasund, a small village about an hour and a half drive away from the capital, Tórshavn. Faroese local Peter Rasmussen is watching a grint hunt from the shoreline.
When the boats come in, there's a lot of banging on the boats because they try to make it so there's a moving wall behind them. So they push them into the shores. You can hear the screeches when they come to shore and when they get caught.
The aim is to kill the whales as soon as possible, because if the whales get too stressed, it apparently ruins the meat. Those tiny squeaks you can hear are the whales calling out. And in this hunt, 135 whales are killed. In recent years, the grind, as this custom is known, has come into the international spotlight, with its slaughtering methods being actively challenged by animal rights activists, including Sea Shepherd. Jens Morten Rasmussen is an active Faroese whaler. He says that pilot whale is still an important and sustainable food source for the islands.
Almost everything you see in the supermarket is imported. If you feel that you can eat a chicken and you're saying that I cannot kill a whale, you're a total hypocrite. For me, killing an animal is killing an animal, and you can't even do that as a good thing. It is a necessary thing today for getting food. Of course, if we go way back, this was the thing between life and death. And we can read in the history that there has been starvation, and then the whales came and the starvation was over.
But now, pilot whale meat and blubber is so heavily contaminated by mercury and other chemicals by ocean pollution that medical authorities on the islands are actively discouraging consumption. Since 1984, the chief physician of the Department of Occupational Medicine and Public Health in the Faroese hospital system, Dr. Paul Weyer, has been researching and testing the effects of eating pilot whale.
It's a fact that there's a lot of pollutants in the big oceans. And these contaminants end up in the high north, especially in population eating sea mammals like we do in the Faroes.
The research concluded that contaminants in pilot whale meat and blubber appeared to increase the risk of developing Parkinson's disease, hypertension, arteriosclerosis, even cognitive deficiencies in children.
The medical profession in the Faroes is recommending not to eat it at all. Of course, when you're talking about toxicology, there's a big difference between people. So the consequences of eating in an old age is not the same as in your young age. But the recommendation from the health authorities are still unchanged. Of course, there's a lot of people have an opinion on that, but they are not scientifically based at all.
But the Faroese government is reluctant to put a ban on whaling. Kate Sanderson is head of the mission of the Faroe Islands to the EU and has been a government advisor on whaling for over 25 years. She believes that as eating pilot whale is an individual choice and has been part of the fabric of Faroese culture for so long, it's not something that the Faroese government would want to ban.
I think we have to understand it is good food. It's not our fault that one has to be careful how much one eats. These pollutants are not coming from here. They're coming from industrial processes elsewhere around the world. So that's where the real focus should be, really. I mean, it's not whether other people don't like what we do in the Faroes and therefore we should stop. It's let's let the Faroe Islanders keep doing what they're doing and clean up the seas.
Rooney Nielsen is a Faroese environmentalist and food safety consultant. He says that whaling has become a political hot potato in the Faroe Islands.
They will defend it, but they will not make any change, even though it is what is recommended by the scientists.
Why is that?
I think it's politically a protection of your rights to provide yourself with food. And the health issue itself has been clouded by the national issue. So where you have a threat from the outside that is saying you're not allowed to do this and this, it's becoming really, really black and white. If you are a politician and you say we should not, maybe not kill so many pilot whales because it's really unhealthy for the consumers, and this politician that says this is then being accused of being a Sea Shepherd supporter. So it's this fine line is really hard to draw in politics. I think it's something that has come from the people.
And whilst this might take some time, the overarching consensus is that whale isn't such a large part of the Faroese national diet anymore. a fact that at least the whales can be thankful for. Joel Carnegie, DW, The Faroe Islands.